Okay, Sports Choir here with Gabby Benda from Georgia Tech Volleyball. Team had a very successful event, the Georgia Challenge. It would be Georgia State, Kennesaw State, and Georgia at the very end. Discuss how the team performed over those three matches and some of the positives you saw from it.
Yeah, the teams that we played definitely played really well. They played really scrappy defense, and it was definitely three matches that were not easy by any means, but I think we came in prepared after a long week of hard work, and we've had a really tough spring. In Brazil, we trained really hard, and I think we're ready, you know, coming into the season with a different kind of mindset. Playing these teams again, they improved from last year, so that was fun. I think basically what we did well was we just had really good teamwork this weekend. We played really scrappy and we stayed together. I think that was our biggest thing, was just staying together and not getting rattled when the teams did push against us. We stayed calm and worked through those tough points. So I think everyone contributed, you know, different points. People would come in and there'd be different substitutions, different rotations, and everyone, you know, played really well when the opportunity presented themselves. So, yeah.
Right now, team only has two losses. So you had more last season in non-conference play. Mm-hmm. What's been some of the key factors? You've touched on a little bit, but what's the team done better this year during this early portion mm-hmm. of regular season as opposed to last season?
I just think this season, you know, we have five seniors that are leaving us, and those seniors have done a lot for this program here at Georgia Tech, and I think just the sense of urgency and the goals that we want to accomplish by the end of the season, we don't want to have any regrets. I think last year we ended well, but we ended where we thought we could have definitely finished better than we did last year, and coming into this season with, you know, most of the same team except for Wimbo, graduated last year. I think just a sense of urgency and, you know, this is our last chance with this group. You know, everything, we're getting like 6-7 new girls next year, and this year we're just, everything we can, we're gonna put, you know, leave it all out there on the court every time, every practice. Everyone just seems more focused and really like, this is it kind of thing. And our team, we've improved so much, even though we are very similar to last year's team. We're just excited to see what we can do this year, so.
And part of your regular, and part of this non-conference season, go back to Georgia Challenge, you defeated all of your three Metro Georgia opponents, including UGA.
Yeah.
In the last match, you actually swept them mm-hmm. 3-0. Mm-hmm. I took you back to that night, and just the, how does the team feel beating Georgia? I know, which is a big match for you every season, and then to get a sweep on top of it.
Yeah, that match was definitely the most fun I think that we played this season so far, and just the crowd and how many people were there for that match. It was just incredible energy in the gym, and I know all of us were really excited going into that match, and just playing, you know, calm and loose and just having fun with it really was awesome. And we ended up playing probably the best that we played this season so far that night. So it was a really great experience.
Good. You're involved with the setter rotation, you and Rebecca Martin, where both of you have been very competitive to be in the starting lineup. And it looks like now you're using a 6-2 formation, which means that both of you are on the court at the same time. Have you worked in that type of set, that formation before? And what's been your experiences so far this season with it?
Yeah, I think, you know, this year, you know, it's just a little different from last year. I was new last year, and this past spring, I got my chance to make deeper connections with the girls, and they got more comfortable as far as me being out on the court. And, you know, this year, I think it's just a little different just because they're more used to me, and me and Becca both do a good job, you know, as far as, you know, running the offense and running the court. And I think right now, you know, me and Becca have different strengths and weaknesses that we bring to the table, but I think it's exciting just to see how, you know, the team responds to us differently when we're in there. And, you know, it's fun. I mean, it's a fun competitive experience for sure, and it's definitely making everyone better. It's making me and Becca better and the team better overall. So, yeah, it's great.
have you worked in the past with another setter? You go back to your prep days, or have you primarily been like the only setter on the court during your rotations?
I have ran a 6-2 before in the past. Mostly it's been a 5-1 with one setter, so it's mostly been me, but I think, you know, implementing the 6-2 is effective because I think we have a lot of hitters that can go into any role on the court, you know, playing left side or the right side and being successful at that. So I think for our team, it's definitely another weapon that we could use against our opponent.
Good. And lastly, you have your last non-conference tournament coming up at Coastal Carolina. You played them in North Florida. What's the team looking to get better at or continue to do well over these final three matches this weekend?
Honestly, I think, you know, for this last weekend, we're going into it with a lot of high expectations. We did play Coastal last year and ended up losing to them. So I think just us, you know, being a whole different team and, you know, really just implementing everything that we talked about in preseason, even non-volleyball related things. We talked about, you know, our characteristics that we want to have this season as a team and individually, and just really incorporating all those things that we learned leading up to this and finishing preseason, you know, the best with the strongest.
You want to finish it well before you head into ACC.
Right, exactly. Just like the best, like kind of how we played at Georgia, just playing even better than that and finishing strong. Just